dialect of Goudhurst in Kent, Mr. Frank Osborne, a native and a farm labourer, aged 67, recorded by Michael Barry in November 1958.
That's the old farmer said to me, well, some ops powder tonight. Start about 7 o'clock. All right. I just come down about 7 o'clock in the evening. Get on, get your horse out powdering. Up till then up past 12, 1 o'clock, knock off for an hour. Back out again at 2, on up to 7 all night long.
Mm-hmm.
Tramping over rocks. Mm-hmm. When I've had to hold the boy like that as I walked along, led the horse to keep along in the alleyway. Mm-hmm. Many a time we've got out the outside, you know, where the high edges have been.
Mm-hmm.
And the ops have been over. Did you go and see you were out the outside? Step right down in the dick before you know you was out. But you wouldn't be avoid that, you wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, you wouldn't come down. Well, she's all I could tell you, but no, I tell you all I done come tell you now.
Mm-hmm.
The first time ever I started work, I'll just tell you what the farmer used to do with the boys. I worked at a place down near just the other side of yours here. I'll be on a good bit of road work. And often, often on the road in the winter time when they used to mend the roads in them days with steamrollers. I've been off on the parish council. He'd get half a crown a day for me. And I work 6 days a week for that half crown, which he gets for me. When the end of the week comes, I got 5 shillings of him.
Mm.
On the county council, he was getting 3 bob a day. I've still got my 5 shillings.
Mm.
And he's getting 18 shillings a week for me.
Mm.
Now, them days are gone.
Mm.
Them days are gone, you won't get them now. There was an old place over here on the side of Gerders here, and there was an accident there. Men got killed in the motor car, so they decided they'd take the corn off. Well, I had weeks and weeks there, the horse and cart taking this dirt away. And one day, the old foreman come along the old road forward. Something upset him, I didn't know I hadn't, somebody had. Should, look here boy, he said, I'll pay your governor, he said, for a man. He said, tell him when he's done, I want a man here. Mm. All right, I guess so, I see the boss, I said, you've got to send a man in the morning. Said, what's wrong then, Frank? I said, oh, I don't know what's wrong. All I had, or you've got to send a man, all right, he said. I said, the man, he said, of our shooter said, well, he said, Albert, I want you to go to the horse and cart tomorrow. He said, don't do a damn thing. You're there, he said, to lead that horse where they want it.
Hmm.
And that's all I want you to do. Well, he went there. He started loading, you know. Albert stood there side of his horse. The fellow said to him, he said, you can do your own loading, mate. No, he said, I'm here to buy off that horse. So yeah, well, when they got up to where they had to shove this load up, this dirt up, you know, he said, long old fella there, about 70, was leveling this dirt. Well, he wanted this lump shelved up here. The horse horsed the cart round to where he wanted it and stood there waiting for him to tip the cart up. This is a sand mate, he said, shove his car, and he said, no, he said, I'll get the car off the horse. That was two men, they had to take a man off grubbing this dirt out to outload the cart. They had to take another man off grubbing and send up the other one to help tip the cart up, which shove the cart, we always say.